Vida Healthcare on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.
A few weeks back, I popped along to Vida Hall, chatted to Teresa about the importance of music in dementia care.
Yeah, I think that music is important in everyone's life. I don't know anyone that doesn't like music. It kind of provides a soundtrack to our life, doesn't it? And we remember things by what music we were listening to or songs that really move us. And it can be powerful for people because it can take them into a wonderful space. It can be about imagination. It can help people relax or become excited. And also hearing music and singing music can put people in a really good place because the place in our brain that music is stored is there. It's we don't need to rehearse that. That is something that is that we can access, and we can remember the words to songs easier sometimes than we can put sentences together. Our people who live with dementia can put sentences together because it's there, it's kind of set. You just have to kind of access that, and listening to the music can help you do it. And people can feel good about themselves and can join in much easier.
Well, knowing that, I decided to go back a couple of days ago to see one of their group sing-along sessions. Brilliant fun. At one point here, you'll hear Margaret getting a bit cheeky, but thankfully, she was cheeky visually, so so I can use it on radio.
So I'm back in Vida Hall with Teresa. Introduce yourself, please.
Hello, I'm Teresa, progressive training manager and sort of jack of all trades at Vida Hall.
So we're sat in the lounge, one of the lounges. The event's about to start, so I'm keeping my voice down. What we got going on here?
We're going to have a singing group this afternoon. So this is our community singing group that is with the residents from Vida Hall from all over. And once a week we get together and we sing. And it's about community, togetherness, friendship, and all the benefits of singing in terms of breathing and voice and fun. Enjoying the song.
Putting smiles on people's faces. And you've said there's a tambourine with my name on
there
it.
There certainly is a tambourine with your name on it. Absolutely. Our motto is if you're here, you have to join in some form. So, but even if you're listening, that can consider joining in. But I think for your first group, you have to.
I have.
I want to see a tambourine. Yeah.
Okay. And if you're not the problem at all, if you can touch upon it, why is music so important?
Well, I think for people who might spend quite a lot of their time feeling isolated and feeling they're failing and feeling they may not be able to contribute, to be part of something that is familiar to people, that they'll have done before in their lives, to sing songs that they know the words to and that they can recall that much easier than maybe constructing sentences. And just the effect that music and singing has in the brain. I mean, there's so much we could talk about.
Well, the room's filling up. Everyone's filtering in, all with smiles on their faces. So I think we'll get cracking fairly soon.
Yes, we are. Yeah. We'll start. We usually start with the same opening song, which is part of having a familiar programme. And then we'll sing a variety of songs. And then we close with the same song as well. And that's about an opening and a closing. I think we're having a bit of an argument about who's getting the best seats behind me here, which is a bit of drama. So, yeah. So, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Let's get singing. Splashed by Margaret then. You're being a tinker, weren't you?
Well, you splashed me with your water, you rat. It's a good job it's radio.
Good job it's radio, yeah.
It's a good job it's radio.
I didn't know how I was going to feel sat in that lounge watching the residents of Vida Hall enjoying music, but it was genuinely beautiful to watch. I sat there with a smile ear to ear from start to finish. watching people's faces come to life as a song from their memory just pops up and everyone's singing along. Some just there to watch, some having a snooze to it. But it was a wonderful thing to be involved in. The weekly sing-along at Vida Hall with Teresa.
We're going to say goodbye to Chris now.
I've got to go.
He's not got steam power like us. He's not got what it takes. But we'll say thank you to Chris
thank
for being
Chris.
Here anyhow.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for being here.
Thank you very much for having me. I'll see you soon.
Bye.
Vida Healthcare on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.